So to help us look a bit more into this whole idea of being a support to another person, we're going to be looking at a few Bible characters that can be found in the book of Exodus. And this is the story of Joshua versus the Amalekites. So I'm going to set the scene for you. The Israelites have been led out of Egypt, are going across the desert to the promised land. And whilst they are in camp, they are attacked by a nomad clan known as the Amalekites. So I am going to need some people to be Amalekites for me, at least three. See, if you have your hand in the air, just come up to the front. You kind of had your hand in the air. Okay, yes. So I have two. Yeah, give them a round of applause. We want to encourage these people. I saw a third person. I'm sure I saw a third hand. Asli, I'm sure you'd be a third person. Come on. You haven't got to do anything really horrible. It's fine. Right. Now, I have got these no expense spared signs. Okay. Can you put one of these around your neck so we can clearly see that you are Amalekites? Okay. Oh. Thank you. Now, if you can kind of look like you're a bit of a gang and face me, okay. Now, can you show me, can you, that's fine. It's not a butt leg. Perfect. Now, can you show me your best face pose of someone who is winning a battle? Like, okay, this isn't showing me victory here. Show me how you would look if you were winning a battle. Winning? Okay, now show me as if you were losing and you're really sad. Okay, show me if you're winning. Show me if you're losing. Okay, perfect. So now obviously we need a Joshua. And I had the perfect person in mind who I then later found out his name isn't Joshua. So for the purposes of this story, it's Josh versus the Amalekites. So Josh, if you want to come up, give Josh a clap as well. We're going to give you a weapon. Ooh. Now, okay, similarly, Josh, can you show, well, that's a bit scary. Can you show me how you would look if you were winning a battle? Probably sword in the air. Now show me if you were losing and you were sad. Okay, right. Can you move forward a bit so I'm not banging in the middle? And Josh, if you want to come a little bit. Oh, this one could be the mediator. Okay. So Josh was appointed by Moses to go out to try and defeat the Amalekites. So clearly I need a Moses. And Moses was Josh's leader. Therefore, John. Where's John? John, if you want to come up as well, give John a round of applause. Encourage him. Now, can you stand up there for me, John? Now, for those of you who have ever read the Bible or have seen the Prince of Egypt, you will know that Moses had a staff. And this was a pretty epic staff. It became a snake when Moses went to see Pharaoh. It helped him part the Red Sea. And it also helped him in this battle. So, do you want to hold on to that? And Moses basically said to Josh, as long as I've got this staff and my arms in the air, you will be able to defeat the Amalekites. Now, this happened during the day. Do you want to come and hold our son for us? Okay, yeah. If you want to come up as well. Okay, so Moses was given the command to keep his arms in the air. And whilst this was happening, Josh was in winning against, but the Amalekites were losing. Oh, okay. But because Moses was just a man, he started to become tired and his arms would fall down. At which point, Josh would start to lose and the Amalekites would start to win. But then Moses would become stronger again and his arms would go back up. So the Amalekites would lose and Josh would win. But then Moses would become tired again. So his arms would start to fall and Josh would start to lose. Amalekites would start to win. You get the picture, Okay, so, however, there were two men with Moses that noticed this pattern, and they came forward to support, and they were Aaron and Hur. So, Aaron, wherever he is, if you want to come up here, we'll clap for Aaron. Now, I struggle to find a Hur, but what about her? So, you want to come up? Okay. So, we have Aaron and Hur. Okay, came forward and they lifted Moses' arms in the air, which enabled Josh to continue to win against the Amalekites until the sun set in the sky. At which point the Amalekites were defeated and probably dead. And Josh was victorious. Yes. Okay, thank you guys, if you want to go and take your seats. Thank you. Ah, thanks. We'll just shove them all there. Thank you very much. So, again, whilst it was Joshua that won that battle, that probably would have got the praise and the honour for defeating those Amalekites, it was actually the support of Moses, but also Aaron and Hur that came forward to allow him to win. And what's really critical in that, it was even Moses that needed help in order to do that, okay? And that is really important. And the likewise goes for us. We may not be fighting genuine Amalekites, but we will have battles that we will be facing. We will be on our own journeys in life, and we will need the support of others and those around us at different times in our life. So we're actually going to hear from four people now who are going to come up and just give a brief testimony or story of how they have been supported at one point in their life by someone else. So I'm going to ask Emily, Millie, Rana and Julia to come up the front, and you can all clap as they come. I'm so used to Emily being over there. She's over there. Okay. You can sit, stand, you can do what you like. It's always daunting when you're looking out at all these lovely, smiley faces. Okay. So I'm actually going to start and I'm going to end with Julia, but we're going to start with Ron. And literally, a couple of minutes, just tell us how someone has supported you in your life.
That's great. So I remember when I was in Bible college, I was struggling a little bit with my writing essays and papers because, as shocking as you would find it, my grammar was quite shocking. And so I remember there were a couple of students, one in particular who was a PhD student who just earned his doctorate, and he saw that I was a little bit in a bit distressed, bit distraught, and so he just said, look, why don't we grab a coffee and I can go over your paper with you? And I was like, great. So we met up, and he was just so kind and so patient. He just gave me the time of day. It was just like Jesus right there, just kind of helping me through, giving me some wonderful pointers. And I was just so grateful, so thankful for that. But recently, over the years, there's one person that I'd like to really thank in particular, and that is my best friend and my wife, who is here. I don't think you knew about this, but I just want to honour you, because you know she's been there through highs and lows and thick and fast, and it's just been wonderful. So I want to pay honor where honor is due. And can we just honor all of those in our lives, whether it's a best friend, a spouse, or a relative, or whoever it may be in our lives, if we can just honor them today as well. So can we just give them another round of applause? Amen.
Thanks. I didn't know that was happening. Okay, Emily, over to you.
Okay, so when I was thinking about what to say today, I was thinking, I can't think of one specific event in my life where someone when someone supported me. And I was talking to Becky before the service, and I said, nothing that deep has happened in my life, what do I say? She said, well, what happens in your life right now? And I was thinking, all I do is go to school, come home. And then that made me think of my parents over here. So they've been supporting me, obviously, my whole life. And I think that one thing that I'm really grateful for is my mum, especially, say during exam season, she'll take time out of her day to drive me to school to drop me off, pick me up again so I'm not late. And then if I've got extra homework after school, she'll make dinner later or earlier to suit my studying schedule. So, yeah, I just want to thank my parents for supporting me in my school.
Okay, hi, thank you. Yeah, I'm much older, so I think I've got a little bit more to say. at this phase in my life, really, it has to be my sons, both Andre and Ryan. And the thing is that we're very, very close. My marriage broke down a long, long time ago, and so I raised them on my own. And but then as they became adults, they have always said to me, Mom, now it's our turn to look after you, to support you. And they do that amazingly. And I just wanted to cite two instances very quickly. The first one was when Andre finished his master's and started working in London, he said to me, Mom, I'd quite like to be contributing financially to you personally, not to the home or anything, but just to you. So I'd like you to open a separate account, which is a me account. That's for you. And I'll, of course, be making financial contributions every month into that. And when Ryan graduated, before he moved to London with work, he also said exactly the same thing. So it does mean that I have, for the last few years, had a holiday account, a healthy holiday account, which is consistently serviced by my boys. And that's just amazing. I'm so grateful to them for that. And then just one last thing. I mean, there's lots of things, but I just want to mention the most recent. I retired some months ago. And they came up to me and said, Mom, of course, they're over the moon that I'm retired. They said, oh, Mom, you've worked so hard. It is time now for you to do what you want to do, what you feel God is leading you to do in this phase of your life. And of course, we're going to support you through it, whatever it is. But then they said, we are actually thinking to the far distant future, to a time when perhaps you might need some help with different things in your life on a daily basis. We want you to know that we have no intention of you going into a home. We want you to know that we intend to get somebody from Sierra Leone to come and look after you here when you need help. All we want you to think about is, would I want to live in a bungalow, which they're prepared to provide for me? Do you want us to find you a bungalow, to get you a bungalow? Or would you want to stay in the family home? That's all you will need to think about. And for me, I mean, it just blows my mind that my boys who are young, they're young, 20s and 30s, that they should be thinking about that. And I'm just grateful to God for that.
Thank you, Millie. And finally, Julia. Is this one of the first time, Julia, you've been out the front speaking? It's always nerve-wracking, but this is good. So, Julia.
Thank you. I'm quite nervous because when Becky first asked me to speak here at the front, I didn't know what to say. So you have to bear with me. I've written it down. So I thought, I will go back to the start, when I first started this church. Okay, so I'm going to read. I started coming to this church, St. Saviour's, with my parents back in 1992, at the age of 6. As a girl growing up, I saw my parents go through troubled times. I witnessed my father struggle with alcohol. Despite the fact he was a faithful man of God, a husband and a great father, very sadly losing him to a heart attack he suffered whilst he was at work. Also, my mother's battle with manic depression, or bipolar as they called it, before, but more so after my father's passing. As a 10-year-old who had just lost her father, I had to grow up very quickly. My mum and I soon adapted to it being the two of us, and she gave us the best life that she could. We had some good times. Fast forward a few years, my mum became very unwell, and her battle with cancer began and rocked our world upside down. In January 2009, when I was 22, I became a mummy, and my mum, Nana Sue. And this little girl gave us both something to focus on. In March 2010, my dear mum lost her battle, and the Lord took her home to glory, where she would finally be at peace with my dad. In March 2011, I became a mum again to a little boy. I was so happy to have been given a second chance at motherhood. Both my pregnancies took their toll on me, and I suffered with postnatal psychosis. I got married to their father in 2008, but our marriage ended in 2014. Through all of our ups and downs over the years, I just want to say a huge thank you, firstly, to my Father God for being with me even when I haven't felt him around, but also to all of you here at All Nations. God has really, really given me the best family I could have ever hoped for. And I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for being there for me through all of the ups and downs that I've been through in my life. So, thank you very much.
Wow. Thanks, guys. You obviously, you can stay there if you want, or you can go back to your seats, but this is just powerful testimony of how actually how we singularly, no matter how low or how big, we can be a huge support to people in our church and even just encouragement. You know, don't devalue the importance of just encouraging someone in our midst. So I just want to just thank you for the bravery of these people just getting up and being real with us, because this is what church is, and this is about recognizing that we can be a support in no matter what circumstance to people in our midst. So we're actually going to go into a time of reflection now, where we can think more about the value of support, and Debbie is going to come and lead us in that.
Wow, what great testimonies that we've just heard. And I think it's really important for us to realise that those things didn't happen by chance. Rana didn't by chance meet Becky. Rana didn't by chance have that person that supported him. Julia, you're not by chance in this church with us. Millie, you didn't by chance have those two amazing boys. God has planned it all. And that really struck me as I was listening, because I actually had no idea how I was going to introduce this bit. And I kind of talked to Becky this morning and went, I'm just going to see how it goes. And that was so the thing that God really spoke to me, was none of this is by chance. We are not here this morning by chance. This is God's working. God had the plan for Joshua to defeat the Amalekites, and he knew he was going to use Moses, and he knew that Moses was not going to be able to hold his hands up for that long. So he had the people in place, and God has those people in place. And I think the first thing I want us to think about this morning is being open, because God's going to use us. He's going to put us in place. You are in this church, your work, your street where you live, not by chance. God's saying, I want to use you, be open. This morning, I came into church feeling a little bit rubbish because I hadn't slept very well. And sometimes if I have a few nights where I haven't slept very well, I get a bit dizzy. So I didn't feel great. And I knew it was one big church. I knew I had lots of things to do and things to cut out. And I saw Mary, and Mary is in my home group, and we haven't seen each other for a few weeks because she's not been there, I've not been there. And I really felt prompted to go and sit and just go, do you know what, I'm just going to sit down. I've got a cup of tea, my head's a bit spinny, I'm going to go sit down. And we had an amazing chat, and Mary was able to tell me something that she was a little bit anxious about, and I was able to go, oh, well, I can do it, and I can tell you about that. And we had a brilliant conversation because God knew that that's what needed to happen this morning. And I know that that wasn't about me thinking, I'm going to put myself in that situation because I think Mary needs to talk to me this morning. That was God. That was God saying, I'm going to put you in the right place. So as part of our response time this morning, I really want you to think, young, old, anybody who you are, God will use you. And he might just be prompting you to have that quiet word with somebody, to support somebody, to be with somebody, to give them some food when they need it, to invite them to your home. Because God doesn't want anyone to be alone. The other thing that really struck me was somebody might be sitting here saying, I don't think anybody ever supports me. That sounds really lovely, but I don't think there is anyone that supports me. I don't believe that's true. God's got you, and he has got somebody to help you and be there for you. So we're going to think to ourselves about people that have been there for us. And when we were discussing this, we were very struck by this idea of a supporting role, and we just heard the results of the Oscar nominations, of which supporting roles there were. And we were like, oh, wouldn't it be funny to give out Oscars? Now, our budget did not stretch to Oscars, as fun as that would have been. But so we've sort of had to make our own, to use your imagination, excuse me. So we made some little Oscars. And it says at the bottom, best supporting person. And it's got the verse, Philippians 2, verse 3 to 4. And we really want you to spend some time not only thinking about how asking God to guide you and to be that supportive person, but to think about those people who have really supported you. To write their name on here. Write them a message. It may be that you want to give this to the person that has supported you. To acknowledge that. I have seen that God put you right when I needed you, and I am saying thank you for responding. Thank you for listening to what God wanted. You might not be able to. It might be somebody that is no longer with you. It might be somebody that you don't see very often. Just put their name down and keep it as a reminder that God has got you and he put that person in place. You might genuinely feel this morning, I can't think of anybody. I feel alone. I'm just asking you right now, be brave and turn to the person next to you and tell them that. Go to somebody, come to me, go to Billy at the back or to Rana or to somebody that you might have that might be near you or Becky and just say, I don't think God has got me. Because we want to pray with you. We want to talk to you. We want to support you. And da-da, there you go. So I'm going to ask my three volunteers, well, they're not really volunteers, they just happen to be sitting at the front, to come and give out these. We have got some pens, which we can also give out. But just for the moment, we like to have a bit of reflective time and give ourselves some time to think about what we've learned this morning. Who can you think of? Can you ask God to show you who you can support and then think about those people that have supported you and take the opportunity to say thank you to them and to maybe give them a little something. Thank you. I'm going to pray, and then Billy is going to come and do some announcements quickly. So just to say, please be mindful. Please ask God to show you where those people are that need your support. He could do it all. We know that. We know that he could do it all, but he chooses to use us. And that is one of the biggest privileges of being a Christian. So I'm going to pray and I'm going to ask God to guide us. But I'm also going to say thank you to those people who have helped us. So I would really like you to stand. And I'd like you to have that person, those people in your mind who you know God has given you. And we're just going to thank God for them. There will be a point in the prayer when I say, Father, we just want to thank you for, and then please feel free to include your name, the person that you're going to be thankful for, so that we become part of, it becomes part of a joint prayer. It's not just a case of you listening to me. So, Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for a reminder from you that every role that you give us is important. Aaron and Hur may not have thought that that was the job they were going to do when they woke up this morning. They may even have thought it wasn't the most important job. But it was through their support and through the support of Moses that Joshua was able to win the battle. And so we ask, Father, that you will guide us. Where do you want us to be supportive? Where do you want us to help others to win their battles? Help us to be open to you. Help us not to be scared. Help us to be brave and to take that step and ask, do you need help? Do you want help? Can I do anything for you so that we can help people journey through life? And Father, we want to thank you for the people that you have put to help and support us. We thank you for the people that you have put in our lives. Father, we are going to be really specific. And right now, we just want to thank you for, if you'd like to say the name or names of the people. And we just thank you for them. And that even before we knew we needed them, you knew. And we thank you that you have us in your hands. And we just pray, Father, this week that we will have the opportunity to tell them of how their support has got us through those difficult times and what a difference it has made. Amen.